another issue that's come up about AIs, and you've actually published on this, is this question of cardiovascular disease. And can you kind of review that, not only in terms of overall what we know, but what we know about the three different agents?
Yeah, I think the three different agents are not dissimilar from how I would put the data together. There have been, up until very recently, and there's still no data, no direct comparisons of the three agents, one with the other, in the adjuvant setting. And those comparisons are going on, and we'll get that information. But the comparisons have been an AI to tamoxifen or an AI to placebo. And really, there's only been data on the AI to placebo comparison in MA17. And there's really no difference in cardiovascular events, no difference even in lipids, in the lipid sub-study of that study. Whereas I think in pretty well all of the studies of an AI versus tamoxifen, there's some additional cardiovascular events in the AI arms. And in one arm, it might be cardiovascular deaths. In another trial, it's MIs. I suspect that's a function of the way the side effects have been collected and categorized and so on. I think that there's been plenty of data around before to suggest that tamoxifen was somewhat cardioprotective. It lowers lipids. In fact, for the amount it lowers lipids, one might have guessed it would have been more cardioprotective. But in at least one meta-analysis and one or two big trials, there has been a reduction in cardiac events from tamoxifen. So I suspect that what we're seeing is some cardioprotection from tamoxifen and maybe a null effect or maybe a slight negative effect from the AIs, but I would think it's mostly tamoxifen being protective.